This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening, and as promised, our first story today is actually about music and Instagram, because it turns out that the best place to discover new music might actually be Instagram, you know, which used to be thought of as primarily or only a visual app. Turns out it's doing a lot of things all at the same time. So the app started allowing users to share album covers and Spotify links to music on their stories in May 2018, although I think we got that here just a bit later. The feature has exploded in recent months to a place where Instagram seems to be where you discover, and then Spotify is where you listen and save.
So this article on Mashable spoke to several people for this story. One of their interviewees felt that Spotify's algorithm was outdated. It's less personalized, only suggesting based on the genres you listen to. Whereas there's a soft curation that's happening on Instagram. The ones your friends post are more personal, usually suiting or fitting specific moods or memories.
I think the key there is that it's your friends, isn't it? Because Spotify has always had a little bit of a social component. You know, you can follow playlists, you can follow your friends, but I'm not sure how many of us actually do that. I certainly don't. I treat Spotify like a personal playlist. Mm-hmm. I've taken everything down that it would possibly want to share. I'm not interested in people finding out what I listen to. It is really just for me. But in terms of discovering new music, yeah, I can see how Instagram's contributed.
Yeah, so I think what counts for me looking at it from Instagram is the fact that I know who my friends are and I know roughly what their tastes are. And it does seem to fit, you know, when I'm viewing their stories, say at 12 a.m. and they do happen to post up a song that's fitting of that time. Oh yeah, this is the mood I'm kind of feeling. I'll have a listen to it and then I'll listen to it another time because then I'll like that song as well.
So, okay, we should say that we are joined live in the studio by Ali Johan, who is BFM's music director, also used to be more, you know, frequently on our airwaves hosting a bunch of music shows, also the drummer of Killer Calculator, just a lineup, just a huge introduction. Ali, thank you for joining us.
Hi, good evening. Thanks, Lynn and Kelvin.
So, okay, I think before we get to anything else, right, how do you find new music?
Wow, recently Spotify, actually, I just got on to this bandwagon and I found it very, very useful. Before that, I think up until 2018, I was still quite traditional. I was still reading reviews on websites like The Guardian and Rolling Stones magazine and stuff like that. And YouTube has been quite my thing. But Spotify has been really helpful. Apple Music as well, also another sort of streaming platform. And that's where it's been lately.
How much do your friends factor into this? I mean, because what you're saying sound very much like, you know, you're going to larger tastemakers, right? It's like Guardian, you know, other people who are writing reviews. How much do your friends and them just saying, hey, listen to this? You know, how does that come in?
Yeah, it's a big role, especially if most of your friends listen to a lot of music too, like most of my friends do. And I think I was thinking about this article, and 15 years ago, we were discovering music on MySpace, for instance. And it's the same method. Your friends will share the bands or the music that they're into in their like top eight, if you remember that main page of a MySpace profile. And then there was MySpace Music linking you, also a la Spotify and a la Apple Music these days, really related artists, listen if you like type things. But The personal touch of a friend's recommendation is always, I don't know, it works better for me because, as the article mentioned, it's more personal and you kind of know the headspace and the feeling of your friends better than like a bot algorithm almost.
Do you find that digital platforms are a way for new listeners to find your music as well?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, everything's, you know, clickable, online, shareable, and these things really help people to push out their music, even though you are just a bedroom musician. If you are undiscovered, sometimes the algorithm works in your favor. They put you up on the main page, they mention you because of the number of clicks and blah, blah, blah. But it's a good way. For a thing like Spotify, these apps are on your phone as well. You know how much time we spend on telephones, smartphones, not telephones. So I think a lot of people use that now to discover music.
And do you see this Instagram thing being the way it goes for a little while? Do you think it might eventually just go the way of MySpace? Which, I mean, when you said it, we all laughed. We all laughed for a reason, because it just hasn't been the thing for quite some time.
Yeah, especially with the feature of sharing a Spotify link on your Insta stories. That's been really easy because sometimes... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sharing music is a bit personal, kind of, so you don't really want to tell everybody what you're listening to or what you like for fear of being judged. But the easy method of sharing, just click share and then the album cover is there, it's on your profile. Yeah, it eliminates all of that shyness or, you know, reservations of anything. Like, it's just like, oh, I'm listening to this right now. Very instant kind of a reaction. So, I don't know, I find that people are less... conscious about what they share.
But, well, less conscious, but also in a sense more, it has more of your choice and influence in it. It does show who you are as a person. It does show what you're trying to perform, right? Oh, let's say you are shopping in Giant and you suddenly feel like listening to Halsey or something, for example. Yeah. It does say something about who and what you are.
Yeah, and also because you can include captions to your post too, right? So you can tell that, oh, I'm listening to this in this terrible traffic jam. Or like, wow, rainy night, let's listen to something light, you know? So if you give context, your recommendation seems more legitimate somehow, as opposed to like, yeah, again, as the article mentioned, somewhat outdated genre-based algorithm, because you don't, I mean, I don't know, many people do not listen to just one sound all the time. Some of us do.
But not everyone, I think. And earlier when Kelvin and I were talking about this, we were also mentioning that sometimes the way Spotify shares songs feels a little bit, what's the word? A little bit like they're typecasting you almost, because it's like, hey, you like this genre, I'm just going to keep playing, I'm going to keep drumming it into you. Drum pun,
Yep. Good one.
Thank you. Obviously, I need the appreciation. But I think there is that element there. I'm curious whether or not you appreciate how Spotify suggests things to you, because I don't really enjoy and I haven't really found that much new music that I'm like, oof, I really like that, specifically through Spotify's recommendations.
I must say I'm on a honeymoon period on this app, so everything they're recommending me seems to be working. I mean, of course, recommendations are subjective, right? So there ought to be a lot that we just skip and just like, you know. But in terms of making me interested in newer sounds, they have definitely been doing something right. And I mean, I don't know, I guess I don't find the whole genre-based algorithm that big of a problem, because they have other recommendations. Once you click onto something else in another genre, it gives you that thing. So it's all really about how you're using it, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been a bit harder for me, you know. It's really a one out of every 10 songs I recommend.
Oh, wow.
Even sometimes their Discover Weekly function doesn't really do so well for me. They suggest things that are really, it's really out of the blue. You don't know where it comes from, but it does say something about who they think I am.
Yeah, the out of the blueness of some recommendations is true. And of course, regular people like us will never know how they suss out this algorithm thing. But I just, you know, skip through things that are not quite hitting the mark forward lah.
Have any songs that you've been introduced to on social media made their way into the BFM playlist?
Yeah, plenty actually, especially the newer tracks. And Spotify has been the place where I've been quite in touch with the latest releases. You know, Black Keys have got a new single out, The Reconteurs are back.
I saw some new national songs making their way.
National got a new album out too. So it used to be, we used to have to wait for these albums to come out, and now it's just on your phone. I don't really even have to make any effort at all. Just put on the headphones and then Spotify, it's everything.
We're talking today about how you find new music. You know, is it because of Spotify recommendations? Is it because of app recommendations? Or does it come down to what your friends might be sharing on Instagram? How are you finding new music? We want to hear from you. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Ali, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
That was Ali Johan, BFM's music director, joining us to weigh in on Instagram's growing role as a music sharing platform. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. It is 5:24 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We spoke with BFM's music director earlier, Ali Johan, about selecting music, or rather about finding new music, because an article from Mashable found that it seems as if more and more people are using Instagram as a platform to actually find music and then Spotify to listen to it, to save it for themselves. And that's kind of interesting because Spotify on its own is meant to function in that way too, right? To introduce you to new sounds. So the fact that it's gone to Instagram is a little bit, I think, more personal, the idea that we like our friends to curate our music for us. And you were saying, Kelvin, that this is something that actually works pretty well for you.
Oh yeah, so recently I became a fan of Yola Tango because someone shared one of their songs on their Instagram story. And separately on just on Twitter, not so much on Instagram, but I also found a really good album by Empire of the Sun also on Twitter. So it has been working out very well for me also because, you know, if you know roughly the tastes of your friends, you kind of feel like you're more willing to experiment and try it out. Whereas with other friends where they're kind of, you know, they listen to stuff like math rock. I'm not into math rock, but if they listen to stuff like that and you kind of know that's where they're leaning to in terms of their taste, you really wouldn't really have to bother with it.
I get it. I mean, I've been a little bit closed off to new sounds, I have to say. So I wish I could be more open. Maybe listening more closely to what my friends are sharing on Instagram might be a good first start. I actually really miss Pandora, which used to be around, used to be free, and then they geo-locked it, and now it's also not free. So it's just not available anymore, to me at least. And I really enjoyed the way that they communicated why they were recommending things. So you pick a song to start with, it's like your bass song. Say you pick Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. And after that, when they introduce new music to you, they'll be like, so you appear to like a strong male vocal, we'll give you this. You appear to like dramatic music, here it is. So every new song that they recommend to you based on Bohemian Rhapsody is kind of based on the skeleton of what makes that song what it is. So it felt a little bit more like, ooh, cool, you know, I'm being introduced to new things, but based very specifically on things that I like. And yeah. So I really enjoyed that. I don't know whether I felt that same sense of happiness in terms of discovering new music on social media. But yeah, let us know. I mean, what are some of the ways you've been discovering new music? How have you been looking for it? Is it your friends? Is it social media? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It is 5:39 on the Evening Edition, and we've been speaking today about how we find new music, because it used to be in the bad old days that it was all friend recommendations. I don't know if people still went to music shops, you know, to get albums and things like that. It was also a lot to do with magazines and specific sites.
Well, specifically messaging apps, also like MSN Messenger, where you could show to your friends and followers what you were listening to on your MP3 player.
Well, yeah, I think here our age gap shows, because that wasn't hugely important to me. It was mostly to do with magazines and stuff. It's really different now. So we've been asking you how you find new music. What's been working for you, really? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us is Amirul. Amirul, good evening. How do you get your music?
Hi, guys. Evening. As for me, it will be... recently, it's going to be Spotify. And also another one is going to be YouTube.
And is there any specific reason why it's Spotify and YouTube for you?
Maybe for the convenience reason, because most of the time I will spend my time on my office, obviously. So that will be the only access that accessible from my cubicle of my office here. So that will be the only time I have.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be a lot of people as well, right? Also curious, Amirul, do your friends' recommendations factor in? You know, do you care what people are sharing?
Yeah, because I still keep in touch with most of my my so-called like underground film movement friends. So we keep on changing our thoughts and opinion about many bands. Like recently, I just discovered about this local emo band called Playbus. They're quite good. I like them very much. I just watched them recently.
Cool. Amiral, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
And now we have a new band recommendation as well.
Yeah, we do. And the thing about Instagram is that because if you have friends that go to local gigs, it's also a very good way of discovering local bands that you might like.
Yeah, for sure. Farah has made an interesting observation, which is, I found new songs through Grey's Anatomy back then. And you know what?
Oh,
Grey's,
so many shows.
For a time, was really, you know, kind of pushing out a lot of songs. I remember finding out about Tegan and Sarah and Imogen Heap specifically through Grey's Anatomy. So Farah, you're not alone.
And before you had the likes of Shazam, before the likes of Soundhound, what you would do is probably like try to remember the last few words you can listen from that song as they're playing it in the background, and then search for the lyrics.
And I think the thing about TV shows and the reason why it's so specific is because often by the time you get to the song, it plays at a moment of like great emotional heft, or it plays at the end of an episode after you've been through a whole journey. So I think actually what happens is you're more open and receptive to the song because you're ready. You know, it's usually like they've primed you emotionally to hear it.
And you might like it more because the next time you listen to that song, you might think of the series again.
Farah, for what it's worth, the show that I found that does this really well at the moment is The Handmaid's Tale, because it's such an emotionally intense show, the closing credit songs tend to be very closely aligned to the theme of the episode. And so I've just been like, yes, fist in the air, you know? So yeah, Handmaid's Tale, if that's still how you want to find music. Tessa, meanwhile, says Shazam from songs that I hear from radio and gyms.
For our radio station, you'll have to probably thank Ali Johan, who we had on earlier.
Yes, that's right. Ruben says Spotify for me because they have different playlists with a mixture of artists. It helps me narrow down the music from artists that interest me. Plus, having it on my phone 24/7 is a bonus.
And it's great that you can sort of discover it while you are doing something that, like driving, for example, if you're working, it does help you a lot that you just don't really have to go and search for it yourself. The algorithm kind of plays to your advantage occasionally.
So let us know, how are you finding new music? Is it primarily on social media? Is it like Farah said, you know, through TV shows? What works for you? Call us at 77-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:06 in the evening, and before we move on to our 101 on SMEs, just a quick look, because yes, we spent the last hour talking about refugees, but before that we were actually talking about music, specifically how people discover new music, because Mashable is suggesting Instagram is the way forward. But when we opened up the question to you guys, a lot of interesting answers. So people are saying TV shows, people are saying friends.
Yep.
Festivals.
Yeah, festival brochures. They're also saying like, well, I go the slightly more traditional route of using YouTube.
Yes, exactly. So Hayden says, recently I've discovered new music through yoga classes. Yoga instructors nowadays are really into indie music, and it kind of suits the yoga class vibes as well.
Can I gripe about something? And that is, well, I'm not going to...
You didn't actually wait for permission.
I'm not
going to
wait. So it's my gym plays really horrible EDM music all the time. So there's no way to discover actual music there. I can't, and they use the same playlist over and over again. So it rotates, and maybe every 2 hours or so, if you're at that gym, you'll hear an EDM remix of Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
I think there is like a scientific beats per minute thing that is supposed to be best for gyms. You know, because
if it angers me, it motivates me to work out.
Well, no, they're assuming, I guess, that people are like punching it out, running it out. And so for that reason, I think there is a specific certain beat that suits jogging, suits sprinting. So I suppose that's what the point of EDM is. But to Hayden's point about yoga, it is true that increasingly gone are the days of, you know, just Enya.
Flutes.
There we go.
Just flutes or gongs.
Exactly. Now, people do tend to play sort of more soft, easy. Mm. If I had to describe it, I would describe it as cafe music.
Right.
That tends to be the tone. Nothing too jarring, but just something that can
soothe and lull you away?
Well, those chill / lo-fi YouTube music playlists, I assume.
So, yeah, I think yoga class, if that is your taste, if you like sort of indie pop, lo-fi, you know, it is a good place to go. Husni, meanwhile, says, I use YouTube for finding old tunes. I Google lyrics first and then I search. And also for discovering new music, I search the genre and then I try out the suggested songs and artists. I also relied on BFM for peculiar music, the Temple, Modest Mouse, Vampire Weekend, etc., and comb through selections of albums on the airplane during my long-haul flights. So a few different ways for Husni.
Yeah, again, if you really like the music on a station, all the credit goes to Ali Johan, our music director.
Yes, however, if you really don't like it, Kelvin has just sold him out repeatedly. If you have more thoughts on how you discover music, talk to us. We always want to hear this. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. You're listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.